I am Andrew Patterson, owner of Patterson Custom Homes, and I am a client of City National Bank. A couple of years ago, my business was growing rapidly, and I needed a line of credit. But the bank I had been with since I was 2 years old saw me as just a number, and they stonewalled me. So I spoke to Mike Kilbride, a business partner of mine, who has hooked up utilities at every one of the homes I've built for the last 17 years.
My name is Mike Kilbride, and I refer to Andrew Patterson to City National Bank.
Mike explained that City National is a relationship-based bank where they care about the individual. Less than a week after I met with the bank, I moved over all of my accounts, personal and business, and it was the easiest transition of my life. I have built over 170 custom homes, and that would not have been possible without the personalized service that City National provides for my family and my business.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Boy, what a momentous day. Some of the most powerful testimony that you'd probably ever want to see. And it's all happening right now. In fact, I'm trying to think of where we should begin. Christine Blasey Ford has been testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Very, very strong testimony. Very compelling. And I must say, just watching her, again, don't know if the facts add up, but very, I'm trying to think what the best way to describe this is. Very credible. She looks very credible. And one of the things that I think is going to be important going forward is the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Republicans, trying to make their case that her story does not add up. There is no, zero, none, zero, nada, corroborating evidence. It's what we said this would probably end up being. A he said, she said. And in this particular case, a she said, he said. That's what's so incredibly sad about this. Victoria Seaman will join us in just a few minutes from the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC. Will join us in studio. Wayne Allen Root will join us just after 10 o'clock. What does he think of the testimony? I'm sure he is glued to the testimony as well. And also Jim Wheeler. Jim Wheeler is the head of the Republican caucus in the Assembly. And there is an effort statewide to make sure there is no blue wave. Now, I want to go to the audio sound bites. And, of course, the audio sound bites of the hearing today. And, in fact, instead of going to the opening statements, which we normally do at this time, I want to go to Christine Blasey Ford, and you see if you believe her testimony. I mean, this is going to be one of those things that you're either going to believe her or you're not going to believe. I mean, I'm trying to think of the best way to explain this. We said in the very beginning this was going to be he said, she said. And that's essentially what it's turned out to be. Guess who is here, by the way? I'm so excited. We always love it when she comes in. We're talking about Victoria Seaman, the founder and leader of the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC, joining us in studio. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
You've got so much going on. I don't know. I don't know how you do it. You've gone from being a candidate in CD3 to founding a women's PAC that is doling out tens of thousands of dollars to women candidates all across the state, not just here in Southern Nevada, but all across the state.
That's correct.
Explain how the Battleborn Women PAC came to be.
Well, it came to be because when I was running for Congress, I had the most amazing Women's Finance Committee, and we would just meet and come up with ideas of raising funds for the congressional race, and I didn't want that to end once I withdrew from the race. I thought these are an amazing bunch of women, and we ought to just start raising money for other candidates since we were doing that so well. And that's how it came about. And I'm so glad it did, because we have been able to raise, like you said, tens of thousands of dollars for our women candidates, and I'm so excited. Can't wait to start recruiting for 2020 as well.
Well, we're not even done with November yet, and that's going to be coming up. But you've got events. You're still raising money for women candidates, right?
We are, absolutely. And we have an amazing event, and this one is not necessarily for our women candidates, although they will be there. But we are joining with Lorraine Hunt Bono of The Bootlegger, and we are actually having an event, Women for Laxalt. We are a state PAC, so we are able to come together and help also with other candidates. And so we've joined with his team, and this is going to be an amazing event. And I'm asking everyone, it's a free event. Please join us. We have been, tickets have been going on Eventbrite like crazy, so there will be a lot of people there. There'll be candidates, there'll be electeds, but this is a real big event for women to show our support for Laxalt for governor. We're so excited about it.
I want to ask you, because this is a race. This is a race that we talk about as being like neck and neck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that the way you see it?
Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a very close race, and so we'd like to give Adam that Laxalt the push to get over the edge, and that's why it's so important, because he does have a lot of support in this state. He has a lot of women's support. Look at all the great things that he's done with the rape kits. And different things that he's done for women in this state, what he's done for guardianship. We need him as our governor.
Can I ask you, when you see the Senate hearings going on today, Christine Blousy Ford, other accusers, I watched a little bit of the testimony of Christine Blousy Ford, and I must tell you, I found her very credible, kind of teary-eyed, but going through her story. Ultimately, though, this may end up being a he said, she said. Who wins in that?
Well, the sad part is that, Kavanaugh has been tarnished. And the sad part of this whole thing is if you were raped or you were assaulted, you needed to report that to the authorities. So I think coming back 40 years later and trying to accuse somebody, it's going to be very hard to prove. And now this man, innocent or guilty, is already been tarnished. And I think that's plain wrong. I think that when people are trying to pursue in their career and now are being accused of something that you cannot prove, I don't think he should be held accountable. That's just my personal opinion, unless you have proof that something actually happened.
More coming up. We are visiting with Victoria Seaman from the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC. They got a big event for Adam Laxalt coming up. We'll talk about a little more about that and about that race that has gotten really, really nasty, believe it or not. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Attention, cat owners. The hottest product on the market for cats is Meowawana. You heard me, Meowawana. Relax, folks. Meowawana is 100% organic catnip. It's safe, all natural, USA manufactured, and designed to stimulate healthy activity for your cat. Choose from Meowie Wowie, Calico Kush, Purple Passion, and an entire line of toys, accessories, and apparel. Order now, get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. Go to meowawana.com. That's meowawana.com.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out reducemyac.com. My friends at reducemyac.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at reducemyac.com. That's reducemyac.com. Reducemyac.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like!
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day!
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Victoria Seaman joining us. She is the founder and the grand poobah for the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC, and but last night you were the purveyor of the VIP room.
Oh yeah,
at the Big Danny Tarkanian event. Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr., and his gal pal Kimberly Guilfoyle were there and supporting Danny Tarkanian. And okay, give me a
amazing
first person account.
Dynamite couple. First of all, they were very patient in having everyone do pictures in the VIP room and then moving over to speak in the general room. And let me tell you, they are rallying people. They are excited. They're just full of energy and just getting people on board for America's First Policies and common sense. I mean, what an intelligent couple. Sweet. So people were just very excited to be there and hear them. They were on fire last night.
I told both Don and Eric when they've been in studio, and I've had a chance off air, as we always do, talk during commercials and things like that. And I said, in 10 years, we're going to be doing this with candidate Don Jr.
Oh, absolutely.
And he laughed it off. But I tell you what, the guy is smooth as silk, and I think his presidential timber. I mean, he looks like a guy that 10 years from now get a little gray along the temples, just a little bit, and all of a sudden he'll be running for president.
Absolutely.
After the 8 years of his dad.
You're absolutely right. I had not even thought of that, but you're absolutely right. He is perfect, and he will be a young, very enthusiastic, intelligent president, and carrying on the same America's First policies as his father.
Which, by the way, are working, in case you didn't notice. I want to ask you about the race, though, the Sisolak-Adam Laxalt race, and where you see it. Give me your sense of what the state of Nevada is thinking about as far as this race. Well, the one thing we do know from public polling, and maybe you've seen some private polling, don't know, is that it's going to be a very tight race.
It's going to be a very tight race, and that's why we have to encourage Republicans, nonpartisans, independents, and Democrats that do not support the real progressive movement to get out there and vote for Adam Laxalt, because we know that we're probably going to continue with a Democrat majority. And if you see what happened in the 2017 session, it was a real business kill, overregulate business type session. And, thank God we had Governor Sandoval to veto at least 41 bills. And so we absolutely have to get out there and vote for Laxalt and help Laxalt to be the next governor of Nevada if we want to continue to see unemployment. And just the economy is booming here like everywhere across the nation. And those are because of America's First policies of President Trump. And Adam will support those policies. Adam will promote those policies. So I believe that we just need to continue to encourage people to get out there and vote for Adam Laxalt, because it is going to be close.
I ran into a lot of people at the Trump rally, and you were sitting right in front of me.
Yes, I was.
We both made TV, but you got the better of the TV, because sometimes you would stand up in front of me, and I'd go, wait a minute, I want to be on TV. Anyway, but one of the things I did is walking from one end of the convention center to the other end. Outside, there was a long line of people, and it was old people, young people, millennials, families, gays, straight. I mean, it was just an amazing collection of humanity. But the one thing I found is that I ran into a number of people who were of the hashtag walk away variety.
Absolutely.
People of color, people who have been lifelong Democrats who said, I'm done with them. I'm on the Trump train.
That's right.
Can you talk a little bit about in some of these races, in Danny's race, in the gubernatorial race, in the Senate race with Dean Heller and Jackie Rosen? Can you talk a little bit about this hashtag walk away thing and what it is, and are people really rethinking how they vote, that they're not going to be in lockstep with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer?
Absolutely, and they're not. And funny thing is, there are a lot of young people that are doing this walkaway movement. It's not necessarily your older Democrats. It's the younger millennials who are actually seeing that these America First policies work. And you see a big, big movement on Twitter, and it's hashtag walkaway, and you read their stories. And it's just amazing because they understand. It's no longer, I'm a Democrat, this is what my parents were. It's, I want to vote for people who are making my life better. And this walkaway movement are people who just have common sense, are out there trying to make a living and create small businesses. And it's great, Kevin. It's absolutely making a difference.
Again, Victoria Seaman joining us from the Battleborn Conservative Women PAC. They've got big events coming up. And by the way, even after the Adam Laxalt deal, you've got other events planned from now until Election Day, am I right? You guys are going to be active.
Absolutely. We're going to be active getting people out to vote, helping raise more money for our candidates. We have a fundraiser that we're doing for Janice Wiesen, Assembly District 34.
Isn't she
34.
Nice? She is amazing. I love her to death.
And we have one coming up for Cindy Lake. We have got to get her in that county commission seat. So please go to our website, battleborncw.com. You can go and get free tickets for Adam Laxalt. Go to the event page. It'll lead you where you can go. And please get that ticket so we can move you right through in the line. It's going to be an amazing event, and I just hope that everyone comes and supports Adam. And it's women for Laxalt, but men and women are both going. I just want you to know we have a lot of men going, and I hope you'll be there, Kevin.
I will. Let me just ask you, though. The races, especially the assembly races, I know a lot of people don't even know what assembly district they're in. You've been in the arena when it comes to being a former assemblywoman.
Correct.
Can you talk a little bit about some of the races that are developing, not just here in Southern Nevada, Northern Nevada as well, that your PAC is going to be zeroing in on?
Our PAC is zeroing in on several races, and that is my old Assembly District 34, which is Janice, and then we have Assembly District 9, which is kind of the southwest and Lower Summerlin. And that's Linda Cannon. We really need to get her elected.
She's sharp.
She's not just sharp. She was a businesswoman. She's amazing. We are focusing on Melissa Hardy. I think she's pretty safe in that seat, but we need to get her out. There's Lisa Krasner in the north. She will probably win that seat. It's more Republican, but we need help up in the north with Jill Dickman. I need all my Republicans to go, and my independents, nonpartisan, to go out and vote for her. I served with her in the 2015 session, and she is pro-business, just a really, really good conservative. So there are several races. You can go to our website and you'll see our endorsed candidates, but we'd also appreciate donations because we are raising money to, you know, turn this state red and have common sense policies and help with these America First policies.
Well, and the one thing I love about what you guys are doing, that unlike a lot of organizations that are out there that give endorsements, you don't just give a piece of paper.
Right.
You give a piece of paper and a check.
Right.
And that means so much to these candidates because it allows them to buy yard signs and call banks and different things like that. You actually give money.
We actually give money. And that's why with our endorsement process, we go through a strict vetting process. There are a lot of candidates out there that I really think are great. However, they have to be able to raise money and they have to be able to be working their district because we're not throwing money away. We're actually, we'd love to endorse more people, but like you said, our endorsements come with a check. So there's only so many we can endorse.
I just love what you guys do. It's always good to see you. I know you guys are going to be very, very busy from now till Election Day, but hopefully we can get you back in.
I would love that. Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
I love this woman, Victoria Seaman.
Thank you.
She is the founder. You'd want to talk about making lemonade out of lemons. This is a gal that has done it to the nth degree. The Battleborn Women PAC, Conservative Women PAC, and again, if you want to, help out,
battleborncw.com.
I love that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday. Wayne Allen Root coming up top of the hour. As we continue, really a monumental day in American politics. You're not going to believe what's going on in Capitol Hill. We'll do that and more coming up live and local now. And when the man waves, hey! It's live and local now. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. There's so much going on. We've got the hearings going on in our nation's capital. We've got Don Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle were in town for Danny Tarkanian last night. Amazing event. And I'm just going to tell you, the testimony by Christine Blousey Ford, I thought was very compelling. And I must tell you, as somebody that maybe didn't want to believe her or thought maybe she was being used as a pawn in some sort of Democrat conspiracy, she came off as teary-eyed and believable. Now, the problem is there is no corroborating evidence. Listen to Christine Blousey Ford testifying just a few minutes ago in our nation's capital.
I truly wish I could be more helpful with more detailed answers to all of the questions that have and will be asked about how I got to the party and where it took place and so forth. I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. But the details that about that night that bring me here today are the ones I will never forget. They have been seared into my memory and have haunted me episodically as an adult. When I got to the small gathering, people were drinking beer in a small living room, family room type area on the first floor of the house. I drank one beer. Brett and Mark were visibly drunk. Early in the evening, I went up a very narrow set of stairs leading from the living room to a second floor to use the restroom. When I got to the top of the stairs, I was pushed from behind into a bedroom across from the bathroom. I couldn't see who pushed me. Brett and Mark came into the bedroom and locked the door behind them. There was music playing in the bedroom. It was turned up louder by either Brett or Mark once we were in the room. I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me. I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me, and I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe, and I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me. Both Brett and Mark were drunkenly laughing during the attack. They seemed to be having a very good time. Mark seemed ambivalent, at times urging Brett on, and at times telling him to stop. A couple of times I made eye contact with Mark and thought he might try to help me, but he did not. During this assault, Mark came over and jumped on the bed twice while Brett was on top of me. And the last time that he did this, we toppled over and Brett was no longer on top of me. I was able to get up and run out of the room. Directly across from the bedroom was a small bathroom. I ran inside the bathroom and locked the door. I waited until I heard Brett and Mark leave the bedroom, laughing, and loudly walk down the narrow stairway, pinballing off the walls on the way down. I waited, and when I did not hear them come back up the stairs, I left the bathroom, went down the same stairwell, through the living room, and left the house. I remember being on the street and feeling an enormous sense of relief that I had escaped that house and that Brett and Mark were not coming outside after me.
I'll just tell you, as somebody that watched the testimony, I found it very credible. But what happens if Brett Kavanaugh this afternoon comes on and is equally credible? I wasn't there. I've got a date book. That shows I wasn't even in the city or was away at the lake with my parents, and I wasn't there that weekend. Is it another weekend? I mean, this is the credibility issue that is in play. Again, more from Christine Blousy Ford. This is testimony from earlier this morning. Here it is.
Sexual assault victims should be able to decide for themselves when and whether their private experience is made public. As the hearing date got closer, I struggled with a terrible choice. Do I share the facts with the Senate and put myself and my family in the public spotlight? Or do I preserve our privacy and allow the Senate to make its decision without knowing the full truth of his past behaviors. I agonized daily with this decision throughout August and September 2018. The sense of duty that originally motivated me to reach out confidentially to the Washington Post and to Anna Eshoo's office when there was still a list of extremely qualified candidates and to Senator Feinstein was always there. But my fears of the consequences of speaking out started to exponentially increase. During August 2018, the press reported that Mr. Kavanaugh's confirmation was virtually certain. Persons painted him as a champion of women's rights and empowerment. And I believed that if I came forward, my single voice would be drowned out by a chorus of powerful supporters. By the time of the confirmation hearings, I had resigned myself to remaining quiet and letting the committee and the Senate make their decision without knowing what Mr. Kavanaugh had done to me. Once the press started reporting on the existence of the letter I had sent to Senator Feinstein, I faced mounting pressure. Reporters appeared at my home and at my workplace, demanding information about the letter in the presence of my graduate students. They called my bosses and coworkers and left me many messages, making it clear that my name would inevitably be released to the media. I decided to speak out publicly to a journalist who had originally responded to the tip I had sent to the Washington Post and who had gained my trust. It was important for me to describe the details of the assault in my own words. Since September 16th, the date of the Washington Post story, I have experienced an outpouring of support from people in every state of this country. Thousands and thousands of people who have had their lives dramatically altered by sexual violence have reached out to share their experience and have thanked me for coming forward. We have received tremendous support from our friends and our community. At the same time, my greatest fears have been realized, and the reality has been far worse than what I expected. My family and I have been the target of constant harassment and death threats, and I have been called the most vile and hateful names imaginable. These messages, while far fewer than the expressions of support, have been terrifying and have rocked me to my core. People have posted my personal information and that of my parents online on the internet. This has resulted in additional emails, calls, and threats. My family and I were forced to move out of our home. Since September 16th, my family and I have been visiting in various secure locales, at times separated and at times together, with the help of security guards. This past Tuesday evening, my work email was hacked and messages were sent out trying to recant my description of the sexual assault. Apart from the assault itself, these past couple of weeks have been the hardest of my life. I've had to relive this trauma in front of the world. And I've seen my life picked apart by people on television, on Twitter, other social media, other media, and in this body who have never met me or spoken with me. I have been accused of acting out of partisan political motives. Those who say that do not know me. I am an independent person and I am no one's pawn. My motivation in coming forward was to be helpful and to provide facts about how Mr. Kavanaugh's actions have damaged my life so that you could take into a serious consideration as you make your decision about how to proceed. It is not my responsibility to determine whether Mr. Kavanaugh deserves to sit on the Supreme Court. My responsibility is to tell you the truth.
Like I say, I'll let you be the judge. You had a chance to hear about roughly 9 minutes of her testimony, including the alleged rape and or attempted rape. And I would love to know what you think. I think Kavanaugh is going to come in very strong this afternoon. very strong, and that ultimately it will be a he said, she said. And, you know, I would not, I'm going to give him some very free pro bono advice. I would not advise him to talk about youthful indiscretions. Well, I was just 17, and maybe I was drunk, but I know I never did that. If there is evidence, now I'm talking about real evidence. Hey, there's a date book that says that we went to the lake that weekend or something like that. I think that would be a lot more helpful. I mean, battling this, one person's opinion, uncorroborated by anybody else, okay, versus facts. Facts to me are going to be more powerful. And as emotional as Christine Blousy Ford's testimony was and is, I'm just going to tell you, facts are going to refute this. It's not a I did not do this, my word against hers. Big, powerful circuit court judge versus a woman, a college professor. I think that's good. That's good. That's going to be different. It's going to be very difficult to make your point. I'm just telling you. We're going to take a quick break, right? I owe you a break. I cannot be skipping breaks. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We got a lot of callers that are calling in. We got folks that are on hold now. We're going to get to their calls. We're going to get to your call, okay? You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote, paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until high noon. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You've been watching the testimony of Christine Blousy Ford. I want to see what you think. Those of you that have supported Judge Kavanaugh. And again, this was when he was 17 years old. Tell you what, let's go to Ben. Ben, you're up and you're on live and local now. I'm Kevin Wall. Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks. Hey, I find her testimony to be very, very well rehearsed, and she's had plenty of time with to do this with all the delays they've had. If you'll notice, there isn't even a pause in her testimony. She just goes on and on and on, and at first I thought she was looking for a book deal. Now I think she's looking for an acting career.
Let me ask you, this all comes down to what are the facts? There's no evidence. It's her word against his word. We'll hear his word this afternoon. And the fact is that there aren't really any fact witnesses. There are no corroborating eyewitnesses. There's no nothing. It's just her word against his word.
Are you aware that two gentlemen showed up yesterday claiming it was mistaken identity and it was actually them?
No, exactly.
That they appeared late yesterday and they say that it was. They both claim it was them. So. So I don't think he's going to be. I think he's going to get the nomination.
I think he will too, but I'm just telling you, there are too many Jeff Flakes and people like that are out there on this committee who could derail it. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, etc. I worry that this thing may get derailed. Because if you notice what the Democrats have done, which is really kind of a interesting strategy, is they've made this about the hashtag MeToo movement, which I think all of us support in one way or another. Now, what we don't support is unsubstantiated allegations. You know, and none of us, all of us, I think, believe that everybody is do their due process and the presumption of innocence. Is that the way? No, I'm serious. Is that the way you feel? Tell you what, let's go to Marty. Marty, you're next and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yes, I was just listening to that crying and so on. And I haven't heard such a display since the Barack Hussein Obama was trying to promote his gun control, and he had the tears and the crying as well. It was reminiscent of that, but that's about as far as it goes for me.
Well, I'll tell you the first thing when I saw it. The first thing I thought about was what our previous caller talked about, that this looked very rehearsed. She had the story down.
Yes.
She had the story down. No pauses, no ums. No, she just almost as if she memorized this. And then it got. I was thinking. Go ahead.
Same thing. I was thinking the same thing.
Well, but then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, wait a minute. If this is going to be her against him, she impressed me as one of those people that needed service dogs, you know, after the election, or needed safe rooms, counselors after the election, the 2016 presidential election, not very strong emotionally. That was my secondary. The first thing I thought about is it sounds rehearsed, but that's fine. But the bottom line is, I still look at this, and it just, there's something that's not right here. There is something that is just not kosher, if you will. You want to join us? You can. And by the way, I'm going to find out what Wayne Allen Root thinks. Wayne's been monitoring, I'm sure, all morning, the testimony of Christine Blousy Ford, and we'll find out what he thinks. He is, of course, the outstanding columnist. For the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's going national, by the way, with his column, which I think is really good. We'll find out more about that. And also, you see him on Newsmax every afternoon at 5 o'clock, and you hear him on this radio station from 3 until 6. Yeah. That's where you end up asking yourself the question, what does this woman have to gain, if anything? What does she have to gain? I don't have time to get any more calls in this segment. But I will promise you this. We'll have plenty of time for callers later on in the show. And I want to find out how you assess the credibility of Christine Blousy Ford. I want to find out if you trust her. Do you believe her? Or is it possible that you could believe both Christine Blousy Ford and Brett Kavanaugh? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday, and that means Wayne Allen Root, War Now, coming up live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.